When Madam Sellers took over, it was her ambition to empower women, and especially women from the rural women, the cross-border traders, the market women. Prior to the 2005 elections, most women across the country were using the thumbprint to vote or to transact their business. After the elections, women in Liberia, almost 68% of them read to some level. They have literacy programs. They have savings and loan programs where they learn how to calculate from Liberian dollar to U.S. dollars. They have skills training through different programs throughout the country. The market women are almost the breadwinner. They drive the informal economy of our country. And like I always say, one of them said before Madam Sellers or before this Beijing platform, the women were at zero. And now they came from being zero to heroes. But Ebola, what it's done now, has taken them back to zero.
Now, since you mentioned Ebola, some say that Ebola orphans are not getting enough support from the government.
James, to some extent, once there's crisis in the country, everybody wants to be a player. But our work at the ministry is to ensure the rights of children are protected. Prior to Ebola, we had orphans. We had orphanages. But what Ebola has done, it has left us with what we have documented, 3,707 Ebola orphans. What we are doing as government is redocumenting these orphanages, making sure that they have the proper procedure in place that they can be able to help us care for these children. But as government and our partners, we have set up what's called the foster care program. And this is to train people within the community to serve as foster care parents. We also have what's called the safety net program through cash transfer for the orphans. Then we have next of kin, family members who can afford to, who are able to help take care of their late family member children. Then we have the boarding school program. I don't know if you know, James, but in Liberia, the violence against children is so high. Rape against children is so high.
President Sirleaf, when she came to power, she made cracking down on rape a top priority. Now, some people say, oh, that was just a lip service. So what is happening?
James, let me say this. The issue of violence against children is not a government thing. It's a societal thing. It's something that the society, the community should take ownership of. Parents have responsibility to their children. People should not allow their 10, 11-year-old child to be walking the street at midnight. But let me say what Madam Sellers or this government has done since she took power. The government acted the law, making rape a non-bidable crime. We established a special court for speedy trial of rape cases and GBV cases. You have these cases, when it's documented, it goes through the process, the police, and it goes to court. But most time, it's the community, it's the family member that compromises the case because they don't want to go to court. They think that the process is too long when it could be on a farm or it could be doing something else. But the community itself, James, has a role to play. If we are to win this war against rape, it has to be done collectively.